On days like the last couple, it makes you think that spring is on the horizon. Because of that, we need to be thinking about top dressing our wheat. Hi there, this is Jeannie. I'm your agronomist with K-State Research and Extension. I think one of the most important things about top dressing wheat in the spring is to get the nitrogen on and in the root zone by the time of jointing. The reason this is important is because the number of kernels and the number of mesh, or what we call spikelets, are set at the time of jointing. That jointing stage is when the growing point moves above the soil surface. Now, I looked through my notes from the last couple of years to see when I noted jointing in wheat. Around the 1st of April the last couple of years, I could find jointed wheat. So by this time, we want the nitrogen applied and to have the moisture to move that nitrogen into the root zone. So what about the rate of nitrogen? Now, K-State recommends 2.4 pounds of nitrogen for each bushel of wheat. Now, please don't panic when you hear that number. This doesn't mean that you need to apply 2.4 pounds of nitrogen. That number is the total amount of nitrogen needed for that wheat crop. This includes nitrogen that's already in the soil and the credits that you receive from the previous crop, your tillage system, and organic matter. Now, if you do not know how much nitrogen is available in your soil, soil samples can still be collected to determine this. Now, soil samples collected at this time of the year will show the nitrogen that was applied before and at drilling time. Unfortunately, it may not show nitrogen that was just recently applied, since we've not had a great deal of moisture to move that nitrogen into the root zone. If you want more information on nitrogen rates, I have a publication called the K-State Soil Test and Fertilizer Recommendations posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, what about the type of nitrogen that you apply? Many research trials at K-State show that both UAN and dry urea are equally as good. Now, the advantage to using dry urea comes when you have heavy residue in a field. Broadcast UAN can tie up on the residue. That dry urea will kind of bounce down through the residue to get to the soil surface. In addition, using UAN with streamer bars on 15 or 18 inch centers can help avoid much of that nitrogen being hung up in the residue. Occasionally, I get questions about the coated urea products. Now, these might be a fit on very sandy soils that are prone to losing nitrogen through leaching, or on very poorly drained areas of fields that lose nitrogen due to denitrification. In general, if you're planning on using a polymer-coated urea product, it's a good idea to do a 50-50 blend with regular urea. This way, you will have nitrogen that is moved easily into the soil to support head and tiller development, and you have nitrogen that will be released later in the growing season. If you have questions about top dressing your wheat, please get a hold of me at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. And I have the Fertilizer Recommendations publication posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.